Welcome back, BBB Army. Welcome back to our channel, BBB Army Hearts to Hearts. I am Ruth.
And I'm Nicole.
And I'm
Hello,
Hudson. I'm Ryan.
BBB Army. We have our partners here back again on our channel. Oh my God, your hands are cold.
Yay. What is this? Your guys is like second? This is your third time. Your guys is third time.
Third.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
This is my 167th, technically, because I've been there since the start, just always behind the back. So,
Oh.
yeah. No, this is, yeah, second.
For you guys together, though, definitely. So it's the third. It's the third.
Oh, third. Okay,
Third
nice.
episode. For both of you, not just you, Hudson. Okay, not just you.
I'm a star of the show.
Yeah, because it was the first one was the newlywed game where we
Yeah.
guys caught on, and then it was BBB months doing our war paint.
Oh, that's right.
Fun.
And there will be more to come as we get together in person more.
Hello, BBB Army. In the month of love, I guess you can say Valentine's Day. I know it's overrated and stuff for some of us. I get it. I do. But it's a month of love. We love our partners. This is going to be our kind of look like our Valentine's couple video for this month and stuff. And we're excited because we're going to ask our boyfriends and partners, husbands and stuff, some questions about Black Veil Brides. Not hard ones. Okay. He's still learning. I know I keep saying that, but he literally is learning.
Little bit more every day.
That is true. That is true.
I've had to definitely catch him up on a lot of things. Like, he knows a lot of it, but have to catch you up still.
I think I'm caught up now. I think,
For a while, he wasn't caught up.
I was out the loop for a minute.
That's fair. Honestly, truth be told, it will be fun for everyone who's watching to see. And obviously, guys in the army, you know how big BBB fans we are and stuff. And let's get our thoughts and opinions about our boyfriend stuff. So, our first question is, did you ever, like, ever heard of Black Veil Brides before even you met me?
I think so. I never went through my emo period ever.
Sinful.
I
Yeah,
know.
that's scary.
Absolutely.
I feel like he's in it now.
Yeah, this is, I wear a lot of black now. That's true.
You hit it real late. Welcome back.
No, I grew up as a hippie. I had super long hair, wore tie-dye and shit, and listened to basically the Beatles up until age like 12. That was all I listened to.
There will be a photo inserted at this point, right, of him.
Can pick some.
He had a man bun, he was skinny and stuff.
That's the only picture of
To be
me that
fair,
comes
that was
up
on
when you
Facebook.
Google my name. No, I feel like once I was in high school and I started playing with nose and other stuff, a lot of my friends who were in the same group, they were metalheads and maybe even emo at that time. So, like, very tight jeans for sure. So, I feel like I've heard the name Black Veil Brides before, but I had never listened to them, never would have known a song
And tell me, huh?
until you,
Yeah.
yeah.
Tisk. A little bit of the opposite spectrum on here, because we found them after already knowing each other. But I will say, if I didn't know Nicole, no, I probably wouldn't have known of them.
Do you think you would have found them later on,
With how much I find music and they have popped up on me like randomly on different algorithms elsewhere, I would say I would definitely have found them. I would say if there was an album that got me into listening to them, it probably would have been either Bleeders or Wretched in Divine, I think.
though? I know Ruth's loving that answer for Wretched in Divine. Both ding 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 on the
Yeah, no, I think if I did not know Nicole, it would probably been a long time till I found them. It was definitely, I'll get into that later, but it was definitely due to her.
Yeah, because weren't you on the phone when she was discovered them?
I can't say that yet because that goes into the story, doesn't it? That I'm supposed to say.
Okay, so
Well, I mean, isn't that like the question, how you found them?
well, yeah, that could lead us into our next one.
Sorry.
My bad.
I don't want to answer too soon.
Our next question, how did you discover them and your first impression?
Well, I guess since I was in the midst of talking, I'll continue. No, So I found them, yes, because I was on the phone with Nicole. So Nicole's on YouTube, I think it was. She's just scrolling. We were in this hunt for new music. I grew up in a super sheltered family. I had like three bands I was allowed to listen to. If anyone remembers GodTube, that was like the only website allowed on my computer. Rocks of jams on that one. So I didn't have much like musical artists that I listened to. And Nicole was like on the hunt for some new artists at the time. And she was just scrolling through different bands. We had been together, but that night she went home to continue scrolling and we were on the phone. And I just remember something along the lines of like, hold on, shut up. And then just like 3.5 minutes of silence, like some music I can hear on the other end slightly, but silence, and then a couple minutes later. So there's this band, Black Veil Brides. And so yeah, she listened to them and then she showed me the next day, I think, one of their songs. And then yeah, from there it slowly bursts into a little bit more. But mine's yeah, because 3.5 minutes of silence from her.
I did not know about that part. That's
That's
amazing.
pretty adorable.
That is super cute.
Yeah, and the song, if anyone can guess, Knives and Pen.
Oh, yeah.
It came up on an ad, so success on the ad, it successfully hit their target audience. A little too well.
I've had that happen, though. Like, there's been an ad, and I'm like, damn, this song bumps.
If it wasn't for that ad, or if Nicole wasn't looking for music, she would never have heard of Black Veil Brides.
Could have sworn I sent you the link, but
I think you did, but at this time I did not have a cell phone, I don't think.
oh, that's
And
right.
my internet access was super restricted and definitely not allowed after dark.
Yeah, I discovered them through you. First impressions. Kind of like I said, like I never listened to emo music or screamo or anything.
The alternative.
I listened to like, I don't know. I was into grunge and shit growing up. Some punk,
Some
yeah.
punk.
But music that I couldn't understand what they were saying, I never got into. The screamo was out. My first impression was like, I don't know. It honestly reminded me of a band one of my friends growing up would show me. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You guys like this? That's, yeah, not my scene. That was my first impression.
I just surprised you because you thought like, oh, is it the screamo stuff? I'm like, no. I mean,
I
bits
did
and
ask
parts
that,
in
yeah.
their early stages, but now it's, I mean, he still does it and he does it from time to time, but it's not like 2 30 seconds or something or minutes and stuff of it. It's like
No,
little parts.
100%. And
Yeah.
like when you took me to my first
Yeah, your
concert,
first concert.
I enjoyed it. I didn't hate it. My ears weren't gonna hurt afterward. Okay, it was a lot chiller than I thought it would be. That was my first impression.
You didn't say your first impression.
Oh, I was supposed to say my first impression?
Did he not? Oh, he did not. Sorry, we went on this big
No.
loophole of just like how he discovered it and got
We
to.
wanted,
yeah,
I'll say GodTube was the main subject of that point.
we digress quite far. So my first impression, I mean, if you insert high school me here, should tell you all what you're looking for sure. I was down for them like a lot. I really loved them. I was completely in love with like Sweet Blasphemy and all that. I thought they were a dope band. And then when Set the World on Fire came out, I was there for that. I do remember that era. I hid many times in their war paint for sure. I don't think there's any photos of those that exist. Just because I
Lacking.
think
I might have them.
I wasn't like, I don't take a lot of photos of myself. So if I did something, I didn't like think to take a photo after.
That's fair.
But yeah, no, you will see from high school me, I definitely listened to them 100%.
I love that.
Ryan, you don't think if you listened to them when you were younger, maybe you would have liked them, or just still like, yeah, cool for you,
Really,
friends. Like,
I never really went through like an angsty stage, I never,
Are you angsty now?
I not as much as I was in college,
Okay,
for
fair.
think that's when my like the world period happened,
It's gotta happen at some point.
I mean, he's just late joining in the game, so good
That's
hand.
okay.
At this point, actually, I'm the only one not in black. Dang, he knows.
I know we have those other two questions, but I have a kind of like a bonus question. I'm sorry, I just thought of it. Is that okay if I just bring it on you guys?
Never.
I'm gonna ask you either way. I want to know your guys' impressions of the guys, the members.
Like meeting them?
Well, just in general, like, yeah, I know you guys obviously met people, members in real life and stuff, and during VIP, whatever, but I'm just curious, like, what we have said, or maybe what you have heard, what we said, that your first impression is like,
First impression
or
or
just
impression
just
from.
impressions in general. Sorry, yeah, I'm just curious.
So, Ashley. Sorry. It was silent.
Okay, first of all, let's just get that out of the way. Both of you know who Bruno is. Okay. So, we can all agree, Bruno
Belongs in the
I will say he was
trash.
gone before I was introduced.
Yeah,
That's right. You're gone too. You're Bruno
But
free.
I learned about it very quickly.
Very quickly. I educated very fast. Yeah, that is true. Cause like, yeah, Hudson, you went through what we went through about Bruno and stuff. He just came as like, oh, Bruno was all over. I didn't know about him. So
You were there with the Eagle Boy. Yeah.
the
Eagle Boy. Eagle Tawny.
Oh, his last name's Eagleton?
Yeah.
I like Lonnie. I feel like we could be friends.
He keeps saying that he likes Lonnie, think they can be friends. I know Jinx, the violinist, I know he was kind of there.
Jinx was really nice. I don't know. Seemed like he had met a lot of new people a lot of times, and but he listened to what I said, and had gave me attention, had thoughtful remarks, and but Lonnie, I just felt like I don't know. There was a point where Lonnie and I were standing off to the side while the girls were talking to the other two and whatever, and we weren't talking before, but now we're just standing awkwardly next to each other, and we had a little awkward exchange, and I loved it. I was like, "You are a real dude."
Okay.
I know you haven't really met him, let alone, I know he probably didn't talk to you that first concert, but Jake, I know you watched some of his Twitch streams with me.
I think I talked to him. Yeah, I might have said like hi and
Yeah.
bye real quick. Yeah, watching the Twitch streams. That was on our
Second.
second
Okay,
date.
fun fact. Okay, fun fact. On our second date, I was missing his Twitch stream because I was on a date with him, the bowling, and we got some drinks afterwards. And I was heartbroken because that's when he was giving away the t his torch vest or something. I can't remember. Or pants. I can't remember what. One of the torch items. I was dog sitting someone, so I had to tell him, like, hey, I need to go and check on the dog and feed the dog dinner before we continue on. He came in, I fed the dog, but then I looked at him like, can I check on something? There's like a really cool, like the lead guitarist of my favorite band has a Twitch and he's on
She had
Twitch.
not told me about BBB yet.
Oh, kind of.
Did you on our first date?
I don't
She might have
remember.
texted me about BBB.
So this
Anyway,
could have
but
been a slight first exposure.
This was the first time I realized she had an addiction or like an obsession or
My
something.
strange addiction.
Fair enough. Yeah. So, like, I opened my laptop and Jake was doing his Twitch stream giveaway and stuff. And so I started bombarding with like bits and stuff and everything. And then he was ready to spin the spinner. My name was on it because I gifted a lot of subs and stuff. And he clicked the spinner and you're like, Ryan's like, you're gonna get it. You're gonna get it. It's your turn. It's your turn. And I'm like, no, I never get it. So it was spinning, spinning, spinning. Boop, past me. Boom, to another person. I was so close, guys.
It literally like barely left her
Let's
space.
see, who's it gonna be? Oh, bro. Ruth, I thought it was you. Ravens, Black Sky. Coming in with the win. Ruth, that was almost unfair. It was like, psych.
Jake, it's very mean. I know it's not your fault, but still.
I remember when you said that to me. I felt so bad. I was like, no.
Obviously, I have to ask Cece.
CeCe, so I knew he was your favorite until I met him. I didn't. He's older than I thought he would be. But no, he seemed super chill. He reminded me of my first tattoo artist, which was good guy.
And then last but not least, Andy. I know you don't have much connection, let alone talk to him, but like you've seen him in person.
He's
and
a stuff. Good looking.
God dumped a little bit of extra that good looking sauce in his tray.
Extra sugar.
And I totally, Ruth explained to me why, but I totally understand why he can't go to the like the meet and greets.
After the show.
Yeah, after a show.
Yeah, like you know, they do the best experience.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
One on one time, yeah.
All the fans would there would be chaos. I'd like to get to know him.
He's intimidating, I'm not gonna lie.
He is intimidating. Seems like he has other to do.
He has other shit to do, yeah.
Possibly. I mean, but like you kind of saw his character, like when we went up, I think we told you guys, but we probably forgot that. CC told us, like, yeah, we had no idea Andy was gonna do that. I don't think he knew.
When they shouted
yeah,
you
when
out?
He shouted us out, like CC's like, yeah, we had no idea Andy was gonna do that. I don't think he even knew he was gonna do that. So
which is crazy.
I still think that was really fun.
That's in your turn.
My turn. Do I get a list or do I have to list?
Okay.
I'll do it. Say she gave him a list.
I'll give you a list. Okay. For starters, let's start with Jinx.
Yeah.
Jinx, I do love that man. I do think his skills are absolutely insane and I love watching him live. And the pleasure I've had to like work with him on some projects has been absolutely amazing. And he's a really fun guy to sit down and talk to. Just really reserved, but really knowledgeable. I do like that gentleman.
What about Jake Pitts?
Jake, I know like the least about, I think, but I don't think I hold enough like talent in my entire body to match his pinky finger because some of the things he performs is unholy.
Okay, what about Lonnie Eagleton?
Lonnie, I think, looks like Bob Ross when he lets his hair really get out and curly, and I live for that. I am down to see a Bob Ross up there jamming with him.
Yes, thank you.
I love that.
Okay, what about Cece?
Cece, I'm trying to think if I have any specific memory of Cece.
It's like a core memory up here, Ruth. If you don't remember, can I say it?
Yeah, because I'm having a hard time remembering anything with Cece.
How dare you?
I'm going to probably feel stupid here in a second.
Okay. So I can say he hasn't had the most interaction with Cece, but his very first time ever meeting Black Veil Brides, the very first person to walk up to was Cece at the Church of the Wildlands tour. And
you told me this. I forgot about this.
Take it away.
I'm now supposed to be the one to explain this.
Now that you remember.
Yeah, now I don't want to explain it.
You have to now.
Anyway, this was fresh off their whole Wretched and Divine little like, every video was like a connecting piece of the story and stuff. So this was specifically to, oh crap, what song was it? Was it Shadows Die?
Yeah.
Okay. So where they approach all the shadow figures in the desert and they have that big standoff. So Cece does that big epic Superman like superhero dive thing and stuff. I think fresh in my teens decided to say this in the smart thinking this was really smart, but I told him instead of jumping down and doing that and stuff, he should have turned around and farted.
Hold him that.
Yeah. Yes, and I don't know why. But
specifically, he said that he should have farted them away.
Farted them away. Is that important?
Yes, because Cece then looked up. I'm pretty sure he let out a small laugh, looked up, and he was like, farted them away. It's like he was thinking about that.
Forever, he's like, Denver is a weird place to be. I do remember that now. Thanks for reminding me.
You're welcome. Okay, so then last but not least, Andy Virasak.
Andy, I think, is a very, very talented guy. I don't know how he ended up with so many good genes or what kind of super drug he took or who he sold his soul to, but goddamn. Like, 1 minute he's in commercial, the next minute he's selling out stadiums. Like, boy, No, he's a very talented man, and I think what he's created is awesome. You've seen his commercial, right?
No, he hasn't. I haven't shown him that.
You have to see Andy on
here.
Not even here, once.
It's very short.
Not even once.
I remember the commercial.
You were right.
But like,
Andy was in one.
No way. Like
when he was young.
He was the addict. He was regretting life.
I could see him as a addict, but that's just because he's got great cheekbones.
He's got great cheekbones.
I feel like I've seen that commercial.
Have you seen that commercial?
Yeah.
I will say, though, I do remember, though, the days before, you know, they were big, when they did have piles of people meet them outside before getting to their tour bus. And we might have been there a few times. But getting to meet them, like, fresh in their early years. Fresh in his early years was very interesting, because he was definitely like attacked at every corner. Man looked too good for his own good. Like, all right,
next question, Nicole.
All right, you guys, we would like to know what your favorite song by Black Boat Rides is.
I have to double check the songs because I don't want to say one and forget another real quick. So just let me real quick do a quick look at their song skin.
I'll go first.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's my favorite song. I haven't listened to a lot of their songs all the way through. So I think my favorite song
so far
would be either Rebel Love Song, or I can't remember the name of the other one.
Beat the Whiskey?
No. That's my favorite title for a song.
Oh, that's your favorite title for a song?
It's the one I was listening to when you got home.
Oh. No, that was Youth and Whiskey I was listening to. No?
Torch.
Torch. All right. Yeah. That's been your favorite, though. I feel like you like that one. You like it?
I do like Rebel Love Song a lot.
Okay.
But Youth and Whiskey, definitely favorite title.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you liked Youth and Whiskey as another song. So I was like, wait a minute. I thought it, yeah. Confusion.
The Torch, Youth and Whiskey for the title. And Rebel Love Song.
Mine as of recent now is Torch, because that beginning is dope.
Look at you guys.
Stated before, though, it was Sweet Blasphemy.
Right.
For good old classics.
Our final question that we both, all of us have our answers, is if you had to pick any song that BBB has done so far to describe our relationship in any way, what song would that be?
And why?
I had to hack up along there. So.
Mine is probably Rebel Love Song, because Roos, my PIC, dude. Partner in crime.
Okay. I was thinking a little too hard on that one.
Partner in crime, PIC.
I love that.
I should show you the music video.
I watched
it. Watch it. Okay.
Okay. Thank God. I was about to be like, really, Ryan?
Hey, I'm not pushing it, because I know if you try to push on something on someone, they get pushed back and go away.
No, I watch the videos on my own accord.
Right on.
Yeah, sorry. I'm dropping the ball again because I had an idea, but now that idea is completely gone from my head. So a lot of their songs got in my head, but yeah, the lyrics didn't quite add up, but I think, and hopefully I don't screw myself, like somebody's like, oh, what about this lyric in this song? But I'd either say My Vows or We Don't Belong Here. And
interesting.
Yeah, I didn't want to like just do one of the normal ones. I was trying to find one of the more interesting ones, but okay. I have a feeling there's a line in probably both of those where somebody's like, oh y'all, well, but
it's definitely interesting. See, I'm curious as to why those ones actually. No, why?
Well, because I
have no issue with it. I love those songs.
It was, I had to go over the lyrics, and then now I can't.
I want you guys to explain why. Yeah, you could say it's easy to say the song, but like, what makes you feel that way?
What was his explanation?
Because that's Rebel Love Song, because she is his PIC, partner in crime. Rebel Love Song, two rebellious people.
Oh, okay, then We Don't Belong Here, because we normally don't belong places. Right.
Now you're making me overthink.
I think that's adorable as fuck.
I like your answer.
I'll go for my answer because we all, Nicole and I, have answer for this too. I know it's probably the cliche button stuff song to pick, but it's not Rebel Love Song, I will say that. I do like that you do consider, okay, my partner in crime. I would say Done For You from Wretched and Divine. I just like the mood of it, and I like his lyrics, welcome home tonight, oh, tonight, and stuff.
I listened to that today.
Did you?
Is it supposed to be that short?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It just seemed really short.
No, it's a short one, and the fun fact is when Andy, I don't know if you can hear like the him smoking a cigarette in the beginning, and oh, it's really cool.
I didn't listen that close.
But yeah, but
I will say that tempo and like that,
yeah,
like that's more, that's closer to the stuff I usually listen to.
Interesting.
Than, you know, heavy guitar and shit.
I like that one because, like you said, the tempo and stuff, and like I know it's very short, but I just love the. It's just like. It's like comforting, and which you do for me. So,
oh, good.
So, the song that I actually picked to, I think, best describes our relationship, I was actually thinking When They Call My Name, just because I feel like with how long we've been together, like we've been through so many ups and downs. And I feel like at the end of the day, like anytime that anything negative comes our way or anything like terrible, it's like, the specific lyric line in there where Andy says, I need you to tell me everything will be all right, to chase away the voices in the night. And like, that's how I feel with you. You're my rock. And I feel like you help me get through the day. And I help you get through the day. Even no. though we don't belong here.
My answer is like, yeah, crap on a stick. No, do I get not. To redo my answer now? I pick that. You're also asking me to pick a song from a band that mainly writes depressing lyrics. I'm just saying.
Damn.
Everything it suggested was super sad.
There's some good ones, though.
Yeah, there were a couple, but you know, there's a lot of depressing stuff.
Like, where's a lot of it's about rising up, but
yeah. All right, BBB Army, that officially wraps up today's episodes where we brought our actually that wraps up the Valentine's episode that we have coming out with our our partners coming on. Thank you guys so much for dealing with our BBB shenanigans. Like always, we love and appreciate you both.
Even for though any... maybe addiction and obsessed with it a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, just only a wee bit. It's a healthy addiction, at least. For any fans watching, please hit that subscribe button below. If we are on all streaming platforms, you can check us out anywhere. And we post every single Wednesday. You can check out our pages on TikTok, Twitter/X, and Instagram. We will see you next time after Valentine's Day, you guys.
After Valentine's. Bye. Bye.